Annyeong, it's Ari, your talkative Korean friend and weekend reminder. Since I've rebooted my podcast, you know, now it's already 3 weeks ago, I've been getting messages from my old listeners. Thank you so much for coming back and listening to my podcast again. It means a lot to me. Thank you so much. So today's podcast is about South Korea's medical crisis that you might have heard from your local media. You know, I saw many foreign media cover this issue. It will be interesting and shocking to hear. And after that, you will learn some Korean vocabulary about days. So are you ready? Let's get started. It's time for What Up Korea? In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, or anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today's story really kind of stressed me out. I mean, working on the article, like, you know, researching and everything, it was very stressful. You will know why after listening. So today's story is this. Pandemic is over, but South Korea's medical crisis has just begun. In South Korea, doctors are not just a job, but a social status. Only the highest performing students, mostly kids from rich families, can go to medical schools. Raising a kid as a doctor is the highest honor Korean parents can get. Doctors who have clinics in Gangnam area easily make more than millions of dollars a year. So this is the reason why everyone aspires to be a doctor in Korea. You know, when I say everyone, I mean everyone. Not just the students, but also like grown-up people who have a job, like over 30 or over 40, they want to be a doctor too. There are even hagwons. Hagwon means a private institution where students take classes. And there are even hagwons for workers who wants to go to a medical school. Going to a medical school and becoming a doctor means kind of, if I exaggerate a little, it's like becoming a noble. It's like leveling up your social status. So not just high school students, but also grown-up people, like older people, prepare to enter a medical school. There's even a saying that you need to prepare 3 keys to marry a doctor: a car key, a house key, and a clinic key. It shows how much Korean people highly think of doctors. It also means just being a doctor, you deserve to get so much money from your in-laws. Being rich and elite, doctors have openly supported conservative presidential candidates and governments until recently. In February, the South Korean government announced the plans to increase the number of trainee doctors to address a doctor shortage. They proposed admitting an additional 2,000 medical students starting next year, up from the current 3,058. In response, doctors vehemently opposed the plans. Nearly 80% of junior doctors of all 99 teaching hospitals in the country walked off their job. About 5,000 medical students are boycotting classes. Medical school professors across the nation joined forces in collective resignations. Consequently, hospital operations and treatments are being disrupted. They are either canceled or delayed, with emergency units struggling to function with limited staffing. So why do the doctors oppose the plans? You know, many Korean doctors open their own clinics, so they are essentially business owners. More doctors mean more competition and less profit for them. When the previous government tried to increase medical students enrollment by 500, doctors went on strike even in the middle of the pandemic, and the plan was dismissed. Due to the doctors' severe opposition, the doctor shortage couldn't be solved, even though it ranks among the most acute in the developed world. Despite the protests, the government is not backing down on its plans. In response to doctor resignations, the government has begun suspending the licenses of those who leave their positions, and they sued senior members of the Korean Association of Doctors for allegedly inciting walkouts among junior doctors and other charges. While the conflict between the government and the doctors shows no signs of abating, Koreans are paying the deadly cost of the medical crisis. It's time for mini Korean lesson. So today we are gonna learn some Korean vocabulary. Are you excited? Yeah! Okay, so I hope you're excited. So the Los Angeles Dodgers. Please forgive me if my pronunciation is wrong. You know, the Los Angeles Dodgers, an American professional baseball team, visited Seoul for the Major League Baseball World Tour Seoul Series 2024 this week. And the players' wives also accompanied them and were seen shopping at Olive Young, a Korean drugstore chain. A post by an ex-user commenting on their shopping trip quickly went viral in my country, and the post read, 열흘만 일찍 왔어도 올영 세일 기간인데. So what does it mean? It means, it's a pity that they missed the Olive Young sale period by just 10 days. Many Koreans, including myself, often shop at the drugstore during sales, which occur pretty frequently. So in the post, the first word is 열. And when you write this word, it's 열 and then 흘. So it's 열흘. If I pronounce it letter by letter, but when we read it, it's not 열흘. We read it 열흘. So repeat after me. 열흘. One more time. 열흘. So 열흘 means 10 days. And there are two ways of counting days in Korean. One is Sino-Korean, you know, like Chinese Korean, and the other is original or traditional Korean. And 열흘 is the traditional one. Koreans frequently use traditional words for counting days in daily conversation. So today, let's learn five commonly used words. And the first one is, of course, one day. And one day in Korean is 하루. So repeat after me. 하루. 하루 is one day. And second one is 2 days. 2 days in Korean is 이틀. Repeat after me. 이틀. So it's like Y-I-E and then T-E-U-L. 틀. So it's 이틀. And third one is 3 days. 3 days in traditional Korean is 사흘. Repeat after me. 사흘. And next, 4 days in Korean is 나흘. Repeat after me. 나흘. So 나흘 means 4 days. And last but not least, do you remember 10 days? So 10 days in Korean is 열흘. Repeat after me. 열흘. You did a great job today, as always. I'm so proud of you. And you might wonder why I suddenly jumped to, you know, 10, you know, from 4 to 10. Of course, there are words for 5 days, 6 days, or 7 days. But the most commonly used ones are from 1 to 4 and then 10. So if you are a beginner learner or intermediate learner, you'll be fine with these 5 words. If you want to see the text version of my mini Korean lesson, please check out this week's email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. And when you read the newsletter, please don't forget to check out this week's Korean food recommendation, which is spicy cabbage bibimbap. It will be a great healthy, low calorie, and also mood lifting lunch for your weekend. I take a break next week and I'll be back the week after next, which means I will be back in April. Have a great weekend. 다 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕.